Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Here's a Crack podcast. Today, we are going to do our version of the Big Fat Quiz of the Year.
Whoa.
So, the way it's going to work is...
Let me go over there a wee bit so you don't knock on my fucking answer.
Each of us have a category and we're going to go through them each. So, four rounds. If you want to play at home, please join in.
If you want to play in the car, grab a pen.
Don't crash. Don't do that. If you're in the car and you turn this on, pause it. Go home. Put on YouTube.
Get the missus.
Get your feet up.
Get the weans.
Get the family out. Get together.
So good Christmas cheer. Post-Christmas cheer.
Basically, if you don't know Big Fat Quiz of the Year, a show on Channel 4 every year, they go through like the news and the questions are based on things that have happened over that year. Pretty much that's it. So we're going to get started. I'll go first.
Oh.
My round is sports.
Shocker.
A lot of these are football questions.
Oh, fuck me.
Nice.
I've got a couple of... I've got a couple of different ones.
So, five questions.
Five questions each. A round each. Each person is going to play three rounds and then we'll count up the answers.
Let's play along.
Fucking pen's not even working out.
You'd be grand.
Maybe if you came one time, you can't. So basically...
That would make it work.
We'll give the answers after each round on... Join in, tot up your answers, see who wins.
Get your friends all around.
Right, so first round sports.
Here we go.
Question number one.
Oh.
Haaland was the top scorer last season in the Premier League, but how many goals did he score?
Is there points for whoever gets closest?
Yeah, whoever gets closest gets the points.
Grant, can you give us like...
No.
Okay.
See, I know nothing, so I'm going
to... I'll give you a clue. Guess. No, I'll not give you a clue. Fuck you.
No clues.
Right.
Not that I'm confident about knowing it.
Whoever gets closest wins.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Oh.
Messi won the Ballon d'Or this year.
Surprise, surprise.
But who came third?
Oh, I fucking know this.
I have no idea.
I don't even know what that is.
That's like the best footballer in the world.
Who came third?
Yeah.
And who won it? Messi?
Yeah.
Who came third?
Yeah.
I don't know how to spell his name.
Ooh.
I have these. I just can't think of the name.
I don't even know if he's a footballer. He might be.
Or
he could be a cricket player.
Johnny Sexton.
Question number three. John Rahm won the Masters this year, but what was his score?
Fuck. As in total.
Total end of the score. That final score. Overall, over the 4 days. Again, closest to this will win.
Over the 4 days.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fuck me, that's more like a score that I would do in one day.
We're counting the scores up at the end of each round. Yeah.
I'll give you the answers when we finish here.
Okay. Self-marking.
Ooh.
No cheating, guys.
No cheating.
Question number four. Kansas Chiefs Travis Kelce has been in the news a lot recently because of his Taylor Swift thing, and he's obviously a good player, which I'm sure Shane knows better than me.
You've just fucked one of my questions.
But I want to know
shit.
Who is his brother? And what team does he play for?
I don't even know what sport this is.
NFL.
Ah. This is question number four.
I tried to drop in, you know, a golf question for you and a football question for Shed, like American football, so...
Yeah. I just went for a generic name.
Okay. Well, you know his last name's Kelce, so...
Oh.
Final question.
Final one.
Man City won the treble last year.
They did.
Beating Inter Milan in the Champions League final. What was the score in the Champions League?
Ah, yeah, bad.
Who played in it? Man City and
Inter Milan.
Your light's on, Shay.
Is it?
Yep.
It's tactics.
Blind me into being stupid. I've done really bad in that
round. Okay, yeah, I've done shit.
Right, so we'll go through the answers.
Let's go.
So the first question, Haaland was the top scorer last season. How many goals did he score? 36.
Oh,
34.
What'd you get? I underestimate how many goals people get in a season.
What did you say?
I fucking said 9.
Shea wins.
34.
Point for Shea.
I said 47.
You get nothing.
I'm an idiot.
Messi won the Ballon d'Or this year, but who came third?
Mbappe. Yes!
Oh my fucking god! I fucking got it right.
So I did not know how to spell Mbappe. I goes Mbappe P-I.
I spelled it M-M-B-A-B-I.
Mbappe.
Haaland came second.
So I get a point for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.
So, question number three. John Rahm won the Masters this year, but what was his score?
We're going closest here as well.
Minus 14.
12 under.
Ooh.
What did you get?
I was 7 under.
What did you get?
Minus 14.
So do we draw then?
You both get a
point. Get a point. Fuck, that was a good guess for me. Is this a 2-pointer then, if there's two parts to this? You said team.
No,
yeah.
All right, fair.
I was going to do possession, but I don't even know the position. So
I only
if you get
team.
His name, you get a point. If you get the team, you get a point. Right, so the question was about Travis Kelce being in the news. Who is his brother and what team does he play for? Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay,
got that.
I didn't get
his name's Jason Kelce.
I didn't get the name. I couldn't find the number. No,
I went for New England Patriots.
I wrote Brock.
I wrote Pats.
Did anyone get?
I said Mark.
I got Eagles.
So point for Shea.
Nice.
Right.
You bitch.
I'm coming out of this.
They played in the Super Bowl together last year. It was a whole big thing. They played against each other.
Right, okay. Yeah, I know.
Mon City won the treble last year, beating Inter Milan in the final. What was the score? 1-0.
Yes. I said 4-3.
I said 3-0.
That's my round over. Well, so what's the scores? What did you get, Ross?
1.
Ross is on 1. Shay?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5?
Fuck, did you get 5? Yeah. I had 5
actually,
questions.
Yeah, actually did, to be fair.
Yeah.
What did you get?
2.
On with 2. So Shay's leading.
This is such a Shay thing, though, because...
That was pretty fair. He's no clear about golf, so we made a pretty fair bet for everyone there.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was a good guess at minus 14, though.
Yeah, I just sort of thought it's usually around that, like, so.
Right,
I'm
who's going next?
So happy I got the football
we'll
question.
We'll go around the table here, Aaron. Next.
Oh, I'm
let's
next.
Go.
Here we go.
This round is about TV and streaming.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Question number one. Let's get right into it. What was the most popular show of 2023?
TV show?
Yeah, this can be... When I say TV show, that's either broadcast or streaming. They're both as one here. So yeah. So what was the most popular show of 2023?
I feel like this is going to be so obvious.
So this could be BBC, Sky, Netflix, etc.
Right, move on.
Question number two. Which show won Best Comedy at the 2023 BAFTAs?
TV show.
This is a TV show, and I can confirm, just to give you a bit of a hint because I know it's hard, this was broadcast on TV.
Okay,
let's go.
Wasn't on a streaming platform then?
It is now on a streaming platform, but it was originally broadcast on terrestrial TV.
This is not going to be my
terrestrial round. Let's go.
It's fairly
third question.
What was the most watched live broadcast in the UK this year? Have a wee think of what happened this year.
Fuck.
Oh.
Continue.
And another hint, just to make this easier, this was a terrestrial TV show.
Yeah.
Which TV program?
Wait, TV show or one-off show?
For
what is your question?
What was the question three, sorry?
Question three was, what was the most watched live broadcast in the UK?
Single, like not a full series?
No. Okay. Single live broadcast. And it wasn't terrestrial TV, and it's a one-off, essentially. Okay, question four. Which TV programme received the most amount of complaints to Ofcom, that's the TV regulator in the UK, in 2023? And again, this was broadcast on TV. The most amount of complaints in the UK... to Ofcom in 2023.
Let's go.
There's only one, I think, of car right here. Maybe two.
And
I'm fucked.
The fifth question and last question. Who is the UK's highest paid presenter?
We spoke about this called Volcasco, didn't we?
Who is the UK's highest paid presenter as of 2023?
I think I've got it.
Stephen Nolan? No, I'm joking.
Could be.
So well, this one's hard because you can't really do a closest win sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm lenient though. Right, have you all got answers?
Yes, let's go.
Okay, so question number one, it was what was the most popular show of 2023?
What was it?
They said The Bear.
I said Friends.
It was Wednesday.
What?
One.
You bitch.
I was winging.
No way.
You're a dick.
252 million people watched that.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was The Bear. I knew it wasn't The Bear.
Hey, that was a complete win.
Let's go.
That was the only thing next I can think of.
Number two, which show won Best Comedy at the 2023 BAFTA Awards?
Definitely didn't get this one.
Is that The Bear?
Dairy Girls.
Yes!
Dairy Girls. Are you taking a piss?
I couldn't even think of it. I wrote The Office.
Oh, who watches the BAFTAs, like?
Yes.
Number three.
This is purr.
Which was the most watched live broadcast in the UK of 2023? It was the coronation of yes. King Charles III.
Let's go.
Easy.
God bless the king.
They'll be coming for you and Katie, mate.
It had about 13 million live viewers.
Okay.
Cool.
Which is the lowest of all time.
Really?
Yeah,
lowest coronation?
Per year, if you look at the live stats for the highest viewed broadcast, that's the lowest so far.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway. And fourth question, not lastly. Which TV programme received the most amount of complaints to Ofcom in 2023? It was...
This morning.
Love Island.
I said I Am a Celebrity.
It was Big Brother.
Say Love Island.
It was about 4,000 complaints this year, and it was mostly about bullying.
Oh.
What happened?
I never watched it this year.
I feel like I did watch much of it. I think maybe started watching it and then didn't.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Okay.
Can't even remember.
Big Brother's not even on yet, is it?
I got Big Brother. I'm a celebrity.
Big Brother was second.
How was this morning not up there? With the whole Schofield thing?
This morning was on the top ten, like, but it wasn't anywhere near the top.
I want the second opinion on these.
Okay, so... take it up with Ofcom. Who is the UK's highest paid presenter? Anyone?
Gary Lineker.
What do you say?
Piers Morgan?
I said Ant and Dec.
It's Ant and Dec.
Yes.
What?
Fuck.
Gary Lineker.
Wait, that's two, though.
How?
Yeah, but even like splitting it in half, they are still well above.
Seriously?
Yes.
Holy fuck.
So together, they earn an average of. They earn an average of £79,000 per day.
Fuck.
Reckoning in £30 million a year.
Oh my god, that's ridiculous.
Okay, so what's the?
I got three.
I got two.
I got one.
He's clutching. He's not.
Tom, I got one.
Yeah, I'm talking. I'm writing these.
You're writing them down. That's okay then.
Okay.
Here we go.
So mine is movies. Touching to come on from TV. So mine is movies.
Yep.
So I got a couple of true and false ones, and then I have some other ones as well. So we'll start off. Out of these five films, which one was the most expensive movie to make in 2023? Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, The Flash, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1, or Fast and Furious 10?
That's a hard one.
Which of these was the most expensive movie of 2023 to make?
Go through them again.
The Flash, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, Fast 10, or Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, Part 1.
Do I get an extra point if I get the amount of money right?
No.
Show off.
So, a couple of ones here. In John Wick Chapter 4, what was the estimated death toll throughout the film? Was it A, 140? Was it B, 212? Or was it C, 101?
Fuck.
So in John Wick 4, what was the estimated death toll? A, 140, B, 212, C, 101.
Has anyone actually seen it?
No.
I'm going to be honest, I watched the video on TikTok earlier, and it was the total death toll that John Wick has killed in all movies.
Ah.
That's strange.
Fucking raging.
That's really strange, yeah.
I know, I remember the number.
Question three.
I'm sort of trying to guesstimate based on that.
The production of Barbie caused a pink paint shortage globally. Is this statement true or false? The production of Barbie caused a pink paint shortage globally. True or false? Question number four. In Top Gun Maverick, Tom Cruise made the cast reshoot the iconic beach scene and asked everyone to go away and work on their bodies for a few weeks. Is this statement true or false? Tom Cruise in Top Gun Maverick made the cast reshoot the iconic beach volleyball scene where their tops are off and go away and work on their bodies for a few weeks. Is this true or false? Final one. Tom Cruise is known for holding his breath for over 6 minutes for Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. This year, which actor or actress managed to beat his record? Do you want me to give you three options?
Let me think.
Take the three options.
Tom Cruise held his breath for over 6 minutes for Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Which actor or actress managed to beat his record this year? So it was a movie released this year.
I think I know what it is, but it's a guess.
Are you given options?
No.
That's a tough one, though.
I remember watching it. I can't remember. I can picture.
I'm not sure.
Happy enough to do my answers?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy enough?
Yep.
So the first question I asked was, what was the most expensive movie of 2023 made? The answer was Fast and Furious 10.
Oh,
cost $340 million.
I did Indiana Jones.
I said The Flash.
Indiana Jones scraped it at $300
million.
Fuck's sake. I thought had to be like reshooted and stuff.
Yeah, the Fast X had to be reshot, and then they had to bring in another producer because Vin Diesel got rid of the first one.
Jesus.
I didn't think it'd be Fast X because it stereotypically is always
Vin
Fast
Diesel and costs a shit ton of money.
He's big boss,
like,
boy.
Yeah. So the second one I asked was, in John Wick 4, what is the estimated death toll? The answer was 140.
Yes. Yo.
The total death toll is 430 over the four movies, I think.
Exciting.
I asked you the statement, the production of Barbie caused the pink paint shortage. The answer was true.
Ooh.
The world ran out of pink. More specifically, there was an international shortage of fluorescent shade of Roscoe paint.
Roscoe.
The second true or false I asked you was, in Top Gun Maverick, Tom Cruise made the cast reshoot the iconic beach scene and asked everyone to go away and work on their bodies. The answer to that is true. According to Glenn Powell in an interview with Collider, the shirtless beach volleyball montage was shot twice because Tom Cruise didn't like the first shot and everyone was forced to go back to the gym and work on their bodies. The scene was then repeated.
Oh, I thought that was false. A trick question. I thought he did, but the crew didn't.
The last question. Tom Cruise held his breath for over 6 minutes for Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Which actor or actress managed to beat his record this year? The answer was Kate Winslet for Avatar.
That's cool.
Oh,
she managed to hold her breath for 7 minutes
I knew
and 14
it was Avatar,
seconds.
But I got the actor wrong.
Got that.
7 minutes is a long time to hold your breath.
I thought it was Zoe Saldana.
I did Jason Momoa.
For Aquaman.
Yeah.
The options I were given you was Chris Hemsworth, Kate Winslet, or Halle Bailey for The Little Mermaid. Thought I would throw you.
Halle Bailey?
Yeah, The Little Mermaid. Thought I'd throw you off because underwater.
Here we go.
So what I've done, you have to guess the name of this artist. So I'm doing, what music I'm doing. So you have to guess the name of this artist of this popular song that was released this year, but it's in reverse. So give this a wee listen here.
Get points if you get the song title.
I'll give you 2 points for this one. Does that make sense?
If you get the song.
One for artist, one for artist.
I know the song, but I don't know the title of the song or who sings it.
One for artist and one for song name.
I'm going to guess the song name. I know the song. I could sing it to you right now.
Yeah. All good?
Yep.
All right, question number two. Girls Aloud are tipped to reunite for a new single, music video, and reunion tour. It has been revealed the girl band is set to release their first new music in 11 years. One of the band members is originally from Derry. What's her full name?
No. Oh, I can't even
she was like my childhood crush, so I'll never forget that name.
I was going to say something there, I might give it away though. That's it.
I know, I can picture it, I just can't think of her name.
You'd be going to that concert, wouldn't you? Front row. Ready for the next one?
Yep. Yeah. What's her name?
Alright.
I feel like you know. You've probably got
no, I don't. I don't.
So, this one, you just have to finish the lyric. So, the American rapper Ice Spice rose to fame after her response to Erica Banks' Bussa challenge that went viral in 2021. She went mainstream early in 2023, releasing an array of popular songs, one of which was Boys a Liar, featuring Pink Pantheress. Can you finish the lyrics to the song? I'll play it through and then I'll read it out for you after. So I tell him it's one of me, he making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me, like that boy is a cap. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, but he blowing her back. Think about me. So, I'll read that out in case you didn't understand it. His girl is a bum to me, like that boy is cap. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, bet he blown her back. Thinking about me, cause fill in the back blank.
Is it? It's like a phrase.
It's a phrase. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, bet he blowing her back. Thinking about me, cause. Give you a hint. It's something about her.
Thanks. This is not it.
No idea.
Right. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Right. Back in February, Rihanna performed at the Super Bowl halftime show to a record-breaking 150 million viewers, surpassing Katy Perry's 2015 performance, which previously held the record with 414 million viewers. But what did Rihanna do during the performance that made the headlines?
Is this question four?
Question four, but my fifth one's sort of obsolete now. So there's 2 points for the first one.
Think of her name from the first one. I'm so shit at like pop music.
Do you want me to read any of them again?
No.
All good?
I'm gonna kick myself when you read that first one.
Alright. What's the second one? So, answers ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, the song name was Dance the Night, and
oh, I got that.
The singer is Dua Lipa.
Yes!
I got Dua Lipa.
I didn't get Dua Lipa, but I did get the
I thought it was Levitating. The song.
Did you get Levitating. Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
Nice.
You got
I guessed that song title.
Did you?
Yeah, just guessed
fuck
it.
Fair play.
Yeah. Because I was singing it in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have got probably the artist, but not the name of the song. Right, question two. The answer is Nadine Coyle.
Mm. Should have got that.
Correct.
So question three. I'll read it out again so it makes sense.
Oh, please don't.
Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, bet he blowing her back, thinking about me, because he know that is fat.
That ass.
Know that it's fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ass.
I didn't get that. But
I wrote,
would have given it if you got
I
close
wrote,
enough. Like.
He's in my flat.
That wasn't far off. Like. Yeah, I suppose it rhymes. Right. So, round four. Or question four. So, Rihanna performed at the Super Bowl. What did she announce?
Pregnancy.
She was pregnant.
Yes.
I wrote that she flew.
Here we go.
Right.
In the words of Dua Lipa, dance the night away.
So, I was last.
Oh.
With 4 points. Joint second.
Yes.
Was Aaron and Ross.
Yeah.
With 6 points each.
Broski.
Shea with 10 points.
Oh my days. Hey.
10 points.
Let's
That's
go.
Good.
That's good.
So That's let good. Us I'm know balling. In the comments what you've got.
Picked up a lot of points in that sports
along.
Round.
Yep. Do let us know.
Moving on.
Here we go.
I have asked you to pick your favourite moments from 2023. Has anyone actually done this?
Yeah. Yep.
I have not, so...
You said that with such judgment as well.
So I have asked you to pick your favourite moments. Sorry, what was the question?
It took me about 3 hours out of work.
What was your favourite moment from the podcast this year, Shay?
Favourite moment of the podcast? Probably the Carly Anderson podcast.
Why?
Talking about flipping properties. Because I was very interested in that, and it was just funny at the time because I knew at that time I had a house bought. Well, saying bought, I had been sale agreed at that stage. None of yous knew, so I was like asking her for tips, but yous didn't realise that I was directly asking her because I needed to know things.
Nice. Sneaky
so that
boy.
Was one of my favourite points of the year, podcast wise.
Podcast wise?
Yeah.
And personally?
Oh, is that another question?
Go both.
Yeah. Or do you want to do podcast?
You go podcast.
My favorite podcast moment of the year. I couldn't decide between the relationship coach because it was just a really good podcast. Like, really, like, I loved how, like, blunt she was and just, like, back and forward, like, the conversation went. I also really enjoyed the most recent, well, it was Black Paddy, which will probably be, like, 3 episodes ago. Really enjoyed that conversation as well because it just was... I love when you get people on and they just chat, just a good, good crack chat.
Yeah.
So that was my 2 favorite podcast moments of the year. Sorry. What was yours?
Well, excuse me. Well, what I would say my favorite podcast in the year, and it's actually my favorite podcast that I've worked on, although I've only been here for a year, so I can't really say anything past that. Is a relationship coach as well.
Nice.
I thought she'd... Sorry, my tea just exploded. I thought it was really interesting. I thought what she said was bang on, and I have tried to implement it in my life to become a better other half. But since you stole my
better sex giver,
one of my better, but like one of my other favorite podcast moments, which has got actually nothing to do with a physical podcast, is going a couple times to Titanic Distillers.
Yes,
or friends. They
are
friends at Titanic.
It's just a really cool place. And
yeah. We've had good opportunities.
I've got one.
Right.
Uh-huh. I think the Paul Cannelly one, the Life Leg Media, for a couple of reasons.
I feel like you got proper hard on that one.
Yeah. I think it's just because I'm interested. I work in that industry, but it's not even that. I think like we made such an effort bringing Aaron on.
Yeah.
Like that was the first podcast we'd done with this sort of quality. And I think we were all proper like... fuck, this is a big step.
That was a turning point. That was a big turning point. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
That was my first podcast.
And then like just in terms of the stories and stuff, because obviously running an agency is quite interesting, like in terms of marketing wise and like how you're done it and our sort of field.
I think like we've had really good guests on this year. Like I think even like I can't, the reason why I picked the relationship coach, and I'm sure you all feel the same way, even though it wasn't like your favourite moment of the year, but like that's probably the first, like I don't think we'd have got a guest of that, I was going to say calibre, but in terms of like to have that conversation, I don't think we would have hit record on that 2 years ago.
I've got a lot of experts on this year. Like even like your Lexi, your Bayon Quayle as well. People like
providing
that.
Value to the people.
The house flipping one was good as well. That's a good show.
But here, if you're listening to this right now and you fancy maybe coming on next year, let us know. Drop us a DM.
Let us know your favourite podcast moments in the comments.
That's a good one.
What about personally, Shay?
Personally,
planning the top of this year.
Gotta be moving into the house, I suppose, and then getting the car and all in the same week. Just good week.
Some money spent that week.
If you're not looking at the bank account aspect of it, and you're looking at everything else, it's good because you know you get. I've had the Jetta for like start with the car, so I've had the Jetta for like 8 years, and it's just time.
Do you feel like it was time like sort of like a personal achievement where you're like stepping up a level with the car? Like?
Yeah, that. But it was also sort of you know an emotional thing with the car. It was like you've done your job now. You've done good. So it's time for you to take your retirement and have a wee rest.
Because that car was unreliable at the end.
Like. It was, but it was some yoke to go when I got her. So I think getting the new car and then obviously getting the freedom of having my own space and moving into the new house and stuff.
Big achievement. Well done.
Good week for me. So
big achievement.
I'd say out of this year, that's probably the highlight for me.
Well done.
Thank you.
I feel like we all know what I'm going to say.
Yep.
What I have to say.
having sex for the first time.
If I don't. Feeling the touch of a woman for the first. No, I'm joking. My favourite, obviously, personal achievement this year was getting married.
Woohoo!
And we've talked about it enough on the podcast, so I'll not go into too much detail, but yes.
Well done.
Big life achievement. Things happening. And then obviously bought the house as well at the start of the year, but getting married kind of topped that over, so.
Big year.
Yes. Big year for the boys.
Yeah.
Yes, Aaron, what about yourself?
Permission to maybe speak a bit out of turn.
Oh.
Something that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when this podcast comes out, it actually will have happened.
You better not be editing this while certain someone's right
that'll
here.
That'll be fucking hilarious. My favourite moment of this year is getting engaged.
Yeah.
And if she says no, that'll be really fucking funny. But yeah, I will hopefully she'll say yes in 3 weeks' time from now. But when you're listening to this, I will have been engaged or
you'll flip, it'll be
kill myself.
Yeah, this episode will be burnt. It'll be like super fresh.
Booked.
The holiday's booked. The ring's bought.
Way to Paris.
He's ready to
pop the shiner. And I'm not just talking about the ring.
How do you feel now?
I'm really calm now.
Yeah, he's not going to be calm. I was really nervous when I bought the ring.
I'm really calm now, and I know from this guy fucking hyping me up every time he gets the chance. When I go to do it, I'll probably be pretty worried.
This is going to be so weird because the Christmas podcast is going to be after he's got engaged. And this is going to be coming out after.
Yeah.
So it'll be like time travel.
Time travel.
Wow. Oh my God. Love
so
this.
Yeah.
Love this.
Yeah.
What about you?
Fuck, I don't know.
going to the head, man.
Probably changing jobs, I would say.
Did you not get engaged this year? No, you didn't get engaged. Flip me, my heart is somewhere. Well, that was last September, wasn't it? You are in some deep
brave
shit.
Man.
Brave man, yeah.
Yeah, probably not, because it was fucking miserable in my last job, and I'm happy in my new job.
It's not going to be planning the wedding, is that not the best time of your life?
That is exciting, but it's like, fuck. It still seems so far away, though.
One thing I would say about this year, if I could like reflect on one thing, like taking everybody in this room into consideration, is that like the difference between us this year and last year in the space of a year is astronomically different. I even think the way we like go about planning the podcast and stuff, we're more clued in. We're a lot more mature about it. Like,
yeah.
And then even like job wise, like there's been a lot of growing up in the past year. Like, it's been a bit. We still. Chat shit, like, but at the same time,
we're still doing fucking podcasts.
Yeah,
mature boys
but,
now.
Yeah, but at the same time, was maturity
matured.
I think we did a lot of growing up this year, or between this year and last year, and I think that's probably what the reason why you'll notice such a change in the podcast, like even the segments and like the way we do guests and the production quality and stuff. I think we knew like we're getting this needs to grow with us and not just be like something that we keep, you know. Like, I look back at some of the stuff we did whenever we first started the podcast, and holy moly, I don't think we realised what we were saying half the time. It just came out.
Yeah.
Not to say that we do now, like, but...
No.
Oh.
Yeah. We're a lot more conscious.
All the time.
But...
Very big year for the boys, then.
Very big year for the boys.
Nice.
Bigger and better next year.
Exactly.
What's our goals for next year?
I would say hit 10K on Instagram.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, good. We've grown, like, since we've started buckling down, we've grew the Instagram like by, like, 3.
It could be 10K by the time this comes out.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say if we're just keeping it going and enjoying it as much as we're enjoying it, like...
Yeah.
Like, and it fits into personal life, that's a good thing. And as well as that, if we could get a regular sponsor, that would be fantastic as well.
Please God.
Because we do have a lot to offer. So yeah, that would
we
be
need
great value.
And also I think if we could, like, we've obviously seen like a growth in the audiences across like short form, but like listens and stuff, like, you know,
listens
we could,
have grew,
yeah,
right?
They've grew, but if we could grow them more, be class. Right.
We'll do it.
Anyone
else on a hangout? Any goals?
Nope.
No goals yet.
Well, I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
Finish this year out.
Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed the quiz. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And
New
I hope you had a lovely
the
Christmas.
The last podcast of 2023.
We'll see you in 2024.
Right. Good night.
See you next year. Bye.